It's time for session number 5 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Your teacher today is E.A. Elam. Now, he died in 1929, and so he's not going to be presenting this lesson himself, but I want to read to you from a Sunday school lesson that he wrote out for others to follow back in 1922. And this is that lesson from January 1st, 1922. It's the lesson 1 of this volume. And I need to give you a little bit of review because we've been on this lesson for a couple of weeks. Jeroboam and the 10 tribes of northern Israel had rebelled against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, in Jerusalem and established their own kingdom with Jeroboam as king. Now, God had promised Jeroboam, "If you'll do like I tell you, I will establish your kingdom." But Jeroboam, he got to worrying about the worship in Jerusalem. Now, he knew God wanted his people to come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was afraid that if those people in the tribes over which he was king went to Jerusalem, they would want to be back united with the southern kingdom, and he would lose his kingdom. So he decided to take matters into his own hands instead of following God's way, and Jeroboam decided that they would worship elsewhere. Now, God's law had been clear. You are to bring your sacrifices to the temple and worship at Jerusalem, the place that God had chosen. We're going to pick up this lesson on page 18, where we left off in the last session. And here it says, "They were forbidden to erect an altar in every place to which they should come. God chose Jerusalem to put his name there. There the temple of Solomon, or the house of Jehovah, was built. God promised to establish Jeroboam and his posterity upon the throne of the kingdom of Israel, and he should have believed God. God could and would have done this his own way had Jeroboam and all his kingdom gone on faithfully with the worship at Jerusalem. Like many today, Jeroboam did not see how God could accomplish this end by the means he ordained. So to Jeroboam, God's way would result in complete failure. He thought that if the people continued to go to Jerusalem to worship, although this was God's command and God had promised to establish his kingdom if he'd do this, they would soon return as subjects to Rehoboam and kill him to get him out of the way. He had no more confidence in the people than he had in God. He who has no faith in God nor confidence in men is himself a bad man." In 1 Kings 12:28, it says, "Whereupon the king took counsel. He consulted, doubtless, with some of the leading men of his kingdom, who, like himself, placed temporal and personal success above the true worship of God. To worship God truly, obeying him in all things, was the only way Jeroboam and his house could be established upon the throne. But to him, this seemed the way of his overthrow and ruin. So he deliberately set aside God's worship and law for his own personal advantage and glory. His counselors agreed with him, so that this course was the only safe one to pursue, and made 2 calves of gold." In making an idol, why should they make a calf or calves? Aaron made a golden calf, and it had been supposed by some that this was an imitation of the religion of Egypt. the Egyptians worshiped their god Apis under the form of an ox or a bull, while it was no form of idolatry, the molten sea made by Solomon rested on the backs of 12 oxen, 1 Kings 7:23 through 26. It is probable that these images were made of wood and overlaid with gold. The cherubim of the temple was made of olive wood and overlaid with gold, 1 Kings 6:23 and 28. "It is too much for you to go to Jerusalem," said Jeroboam. This was the first pretext which he offered to the people. He did not reveal to them the real motive of his heart. The margin in the version used in these lessons says, "They have gone up long enough to Jerusalem." Jeroboam could not see how the two kingdoms could exist with only one place and one system of worship. With a rival kingdom, he must establish a rival religion and rival places of worship. The woman at Jacob's well said to Jesus, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus replied, "Ye worship that which ye know not. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews," John 4:20-22. This woman and her fathers, like Jeroboam, were wrong. This contention over the place of worship in Christ's day shows how long a false theory and system will continue. And this woman is an illustration of how tenaciously people cling to the erroneous traditions of our fathers. Jeroboam pursued the people, or persuaded the people, that it was not necessary to go to Jerusalem in order to worship. Had he lived in our day, he probably would have said, "What difference does it make where we worship? So we worship. The worship is the principal thing, and so that it's done, it matters not when or where it is done." It is a pleasing argument with people today that it matters not what is done in religion or how it is done or something is done, just so long as something is done. Whether that be just what God has commanded or not, what difference does that make? Jeroboam persuaded the people that going to Jerusalem was a non-essential. So people today are persuaded that some of God's commandments in the New Testament, sealed by the blood of Jesus, are non-essential. Jesus says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. "He himself was baptized to fulfill all righteousness," Matthew 3:15. The Holy Spirit says to all who believe in Jesus as the Savior and desire to obey him and be forgiven, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," Acts 2:38. Jesus sent out the apostles to teach all nations and baptize all who would receive the teaching, Acts 2:41, "into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," Matthew 28:19. With all this before him, how can anyone say that baptism to the proper subject is a non-essential? Since Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven," Matthew 7:21, how can anyone think that the commandment of God is non-essential? Let no modern Jeroboam persuade you that God's commandments now are implicit obedience to Jesus, Hebrews 5:7-9, are non-essential. It is absolutely right and safe to obey God in faith. It was the want of faith which led Jeroboam to doubt God and to establish idolatry. It is not faith, but the want of it, which lead many now to set aside God's appointed way, and substitute ways and means of their own. "Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." These calves, which represent God to them. This is the language used by Aaron when he made the golden calf. He said, "These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt," Exodus 32:4. Jeroboam and his people should have remembered the disastrous consequences of Aaron's effort. Like Aaron, Jeroboam did not intend to give up the worship of Jehovah altogether, but to worship him through these images. He persuaded the people that it was the same worship carried on in the same way in places which seemed best to them. 1 Kings 12:32. And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. The original name of Bethel was Luz. There Jacob saw the ladder, and the angels ascending and descending upon it, and called it Bethel, the house of God. Genesis 28:11-22. There Abraham built an altar. Genesis 12:8. Near there Deborah lived. Judges 4:5. There the people at one time inquired of Jehovah. Judges 20:18. And there Samuel judged Israel. 1 Samuel 7:16. How easy, then, for Jeroboam to persuade the people that this was a sacred place, called by the very name of God. It was convenient, too. To all on the southern side of the kingdom, Dan was a town on the extreme north of his kingdom and of Palestine, hence the expression, from Dan to Beersheba. An altar at Dan would be convenient to all in that portion of the kingdom. Dan was named for Dan, the son of Jacob. Its original name was Laish, idolatry. Through the images of Micah had long before been established in Dan. Judges 18:11-31. And this thing became a sin. No worship is acceptable to God except that which he has ordained. No aid to the worship of God which violates any principle of the gospel of Jesus is now acceptable to God. Idolatry broke the first commandments of the Decalogue. It embraced, too, obscene rites such as adultery and sometimes human sacrifice. For the people went to worship before the one, the margin says, each of them, even in the Dan. It was a sin because the people thus worship. Well, that's the end of the main body of lessons, but then Elam has some after lessons in this study. And here's after lesson number one. One sin leads to another. One departure from God's order leads to another. One sin to another. And he made houses of high places. The high places were elevated places or mounds upon which idols were placed and worship was offered. Jeroboam built temples for the worship of these idols. There was a temple at Jerusalem erected by God's directions, but Jeroboam must erect others for his own use. He must also imitate the worship at Jerusalem in order to satisfy the people. He made priests from among all the people that were not of the sons of Levi. After God's severe reproof, in 1 Kings 13, Jeroboam still pursued his rebellious way. He returned not from his evil way, but made again from among all the people priests of the high places, whithersoever would he consecrated them, that there might be priests of the high places. 1 Kings 13:33. The tribe of Levi was the priestly tribe, and Aaron and his sons were to keep the priesthood, and a stranger that cometh nigh should be put to death, Numbers 3:5-10. For an attempt to violate this law, King Uzziah was smitten with leprosy, 2 Chronicles 26:16-21. Jeroboam and his sons cast off the Levites, that they should not execute the priest's office unto Jehovah. They refused to serve in this idolatrous worship and still went to Jerusalem. And after out of them all the tribes of Israel since has set their hearts to seek Jehovah, the God of Israel, that came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto Jehovah, God of their fathers, we must now cling to the true worship of God. This concludes this session of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you may now be dismissed.